traditional Indigenous parenting. It is difficult to generalise on a topic as diverse as child-rearing. However, it might be useful to consider a few issues because parenting techniques determine an individual's behaviour and a society's culture. If you are a parent yourself, you may be aware of how much your default parenting is influenced by the way you were parented. Because of this default parenting and the help of grandparents, effective parenting techniques are passed down the generations and change little over time. Most of the Indigenous child-rearing techniques evolved in a world with fewer competitive pressures. It may then not be surprising that aspects of Indigenous parenting are at odds with Western mainstream parenting, with its main concern about the future financial viability of the child. In some parts of Australia, children are seen as independent nature spirits who choose the parents they want to be born to. As a consequence, parents don't have as much ownership of their children as we tend to have in Western culture, and children tend to experience much greater autonomy. A child may be encouraged a few times to eat or do a certain thing. However, the final decision rests with the child. Much of the disciplining and setting of boundaries is done by maternal aunties, who are also called mums, and paternal uncles, who are also called dads. The role of the physical parents is more one of nurturing and protecting from danger. A lot of child rearing is done by the child mob, in which children of all ages play together. The status of the child depends on age and physical strength, but also on sharing habits. The more a child shares, the higher the status in the child mob. From a Western point of view, it may appear that Indigenous children are less disciplined. However, they abide by unwritten rules that may not be apparent. What implications does all this have for medical practice? Understanding the way a person is or was parented will give a greater understanding of the person and the parent-child relationship. The shared parenting means that a child may present with different carers at different times. These may be the mum or an auntie or sister. If you are referring back to a previous encounter, you may wish to ascertain that you are speaking to the same carer, especially since members of the same family tend to look alike. Instructions given to one carer may not necessarily be communicated to or enforced by another carer. It is important to be aware that sometimes the right to consent on behalf of a child doesn't lie with the parents, but with an elder who may not be present at the hospital. Indigenous children may appear unruly. However, they are often surprisingly compliant with medical procedures. Intimidation and curiosity may contribute to this short-term compliance. Long-term compliance may be more difficult. Indigenous children are used to a great deal of autonomy and may not take kindly to having this autonomy restricted for reasons that don't make sense in their worldview. Since the final decision rests with a child, it is inappropriate for a parent to enforce compliance with treatment if the child refuses. This may not be obvious during the consultation when the child appears compliant, but it is the reality once the child is back at home. For example, a dehydrated, lethargic child may refuse oral rehydration fluids simply because of the taste, and it is culturally inappropriate for the mother to insist beyond a few encouragements. For day-to-day surgery, it is important to be aware of the home environment and, if necessary, to delay discharge until it is clear that there is no post-operative vomiting. Autonomy and refusal of cooperation are fundamental rights. This means it is very important to explain the reasons behind instructions to ensure understanding and thus compliance. While autonomy and refusal of cooperation are common, it is impossible to refuse certain demands, like the demand for food. The importance of sharing in social interactions makes it difficult to enforce fasting prior to medical procedures. Children are expected to help themselves to food or drink. Breastfeeding is mainly on demand and of the help-yourself variety. It often continues well into the toddler age. Denying food or drink and especially breastfeeding to a crying child, is culturally inappropriate. Disclaimer: Indigenous people are diverse and generalisations are dangerous. The phrase traditional culture has been used to highlight the differences between cultures. It is left to you to find out where your individual patient lies on the spectrum from traditional to urban mainstream culture.